The place outside the barn where the stock is kept or fed, little place where they can walk around.
Well, there's a barn, we always have a barn lot adjoining the barn. They call that a lot, where they enter before they go in the barn.
And the place where the cows and sheep graze.
That's the pasture field.
Right.
Grazing boundary, or pasture field.
Do they raise any cotton around here at all? Did
no
they
cotton. I had here several years ago. One of my neighbors had been to Alabama,
uh-huh.
and brought back some cotton seed,
uh-huh.
and they gave me some of it. And I was making garden out along the road here, and had just a little space left over, and I planted some cotton seed there. And one of my neighbor friends came by, and I told him, he said, "You're making garden?" I said, "Yeah." And I says, "I'll give you a dollar if you guess what I planted here."
Yeah.
I said, "I'll give you 10 guesses, and if you guess what I planted, I'll give you a dollar."
Yeah.
Well, he guessed everything around. I says, "But," and he didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get my dollar. But I said, "If I'd say that if it come from Alabama, you'd have guessed it." Yes. And that cotton grew up and had the pods on it.
Uh-huh.
All pods are almost ready to open when the freeze came in fall.
Not quite enough.
The season wasn't quite long enough.
For about 190 days.
It took so long.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's pretty. I love to see the stalks grow. Uh-huh. Yeah, knew how it looked then.
What do you call undesirable grass that might grow? What different kinds of undesirable grass?
Well, we have, we usually call them weeds.
Uh-huh.
Weeds are undesirable.
Stuff like Johnson grass?
Yeah,
and,
it's undesirable. It's just be a pestilence, almost a pestilence. It'd be something that it's hard to get rid of.
How is your farm broken up, you know, divided in terms of planting things? We rotate
the farm. We have the pasture fields that we stay keep in pasture most of the time. We very seldom cultivate them. And then where we grow crops, we rotate them every 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have plenty of manure on from our dairy. We put out plenty of manure in some of the fields where the level where they won't erode. We cultivate them pretty often. Put them back in corn oftener than we would if it's a steep ground, because we put out so much manure on
mm-hmm.
that to build it up and then fertilize it heavy too.
How big would it be? Just in order to be called a field, how many acres?
There's no number anywhere from an acre on up to 100 acres you'd call a field.
Smaller than that though would be a lot.
Be a lot, yeah. If it's too small, it'd be just call it a lot.
And how? What about a patch?
Well, a patch would be still smaller, just a little patch, just a smaller than a lot almost.
I see. And where you might grow one crop?
Well, no, just you call a patch just a little long. About the size of an apron.
They grow tobacco around here, don't they?
Yeah, we grow tobacco, yeah. Yeah. We've been growing for tobacco since I grew my first crop in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
First just started a little bit then, so we've been growing for the last 50, 60 years, I guess, heavier.
Do you grow a lot, or just?
Well, we started out, my first crop, a man lived on the place, just good for home use, just chewed tobacco, and they gave me a few pints, and I set out a hundredth of an acre, just a little bit. Didn't know anything about it. And they had then the first tobacco market was at Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
They grew tobacco down there first at Greenville, Tennessee. So I gathered my crop in, hung it in the granary, and let it cure. And that fall then I read in the paper that the tobacco market is open. So I just pulled it all off and tied a string around it, put it in the barrel and shipped it to Greenville.
Mm-hmm.